Okay, so you probably thought that working at Nando's was going to be all about the free food and the legendary office parties. Am I right? Anyone told you about Ben yet? That was a Christmas he'll never forget. Anyway, working here can be full on at times, but we know you've got what it takes. I know, you just want to get at it, but wait a sec. Not so fast there, my eager little friend. Before we let you loose on the poor unsuspecting public, there are just a few things we need to go through. So yep, for the next hour or so, I'm afraid you're going to be stuck in front of this computer listening to me. Right, let's get this over with, because this training certainly isn't going to be the best thing you'll do today. So click next to get this whole sorry thing underway. In addition to regulatory agencies, there are also independent review boards, often referred to as Institutional Review Board or Independent Ethics Committee. Such boards often conduct a form of risk-benefit analysis in order to approve, monitor, and review biomedical research involving humans. The main aim is to protect human subjects from harm, whether physical or psychological. Morning, Em. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, thanks. You?
Yeah, not too bad. But I've been worrying about what we were talking about on Friday. You know, the Spencer account. But I think I might have come up with a solution. Let's grab a coffee and I'll tell you what I've come up with. Hi, I'm Steve and I look after staff safety here at Hilton Hotels. As part of the Hilton family, it's everyone's responsibility to make sure our hotels have health and safety as a high priority to keep both our staff and our guests safe. Today, we're going to look at our emergency response plan. Let's start by looking at how we communicate our emergency procedures with our guests. Click the Start button to move to Module 1. Luke and Molly go to school, just like you. They like playing sports, riding their bikes, and playing with their friends. They like to use the internet for meeting their friends who live a long way away, using chat and social media. Do you use the internet at home or at school? Today, we're going to learn with Luke and Molly how to use the internet safely. Oh dear, Luke is feeling sad today because of something one of his friends said on the internet. Click next and let's see what Luke can do now. You answered B. Use high visibility signage to alert people nearby that electrical work is being carried out. It's close, but I'm afraid that's not quite right. The answer I wanted was C. Make sure moving machinery has come to a full stop and isolate its power supply. If there is a chance the power could be accidentally switched back on, make sure all machinery is locked before starting any work.